You're listening to Operation Self-Reset, the secrets of goal setting. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self-Reset. My name is Jake Naraki, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into a different topic in the world of personal development, and today is goal setting. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want to take a second to appreciate our sponsor. Operation Self-Reset is sponsored by Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/reset to support the show and to see if you qualify. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of goal setting. Obviously, the time that I'm recording this is right before 2018. We all know what happens at the end of December. We got Christmas. We got friends and family coming over. We got large amounts of food. And not only that, we know that we have another great celebration called New Year's Eve, where people are going to get out of control, and people are going to drink and be merry, and they're going to reflect on the year of the past of 2017, and of course, try to figure out what the heck they're going to do in 2018. But luckily for you, you are here with me listening to this amazing classical song that may get you teary-eyed or excited for what is able to happen to you in the year coming forward. Now, as a kind of default here and as a pause, I want to reflect and just say this. There are a lot of ways to go about living life. There are a lot of ways to go out in the world and to do great things. It doesn't necessarily mean that every single person in the world should have a goal list or have a game plan. Some individuals kind of wander through life and they just knock it out of the park. We probably have experienced them, we've seen them from afar, whatever the case may be. But nonetheless, for you in particular, you're listening to this show because you know somehow, some way, the information I can transcend into you could help you become a better individual, create a bigger impact, a bigger income, lose weight, do great successful things in 2018. Whatever the horizon looks for you, you can accomplish it. And today we're going to dive deep into this theory, this plan that I call RGB. Or RGP, not B, RGP. And that is reverse goal plan. The reverse goal plan. It is nothing more than looking at what you want and working backwards. It's almost like dissecting an animal or kind of breaking down a food recipe and how they kind of put it together. And it's the same approach of setting a quote-unquote a goal at a desired time, but instead of working forward towards it, it's actually acting as if you made that goal and what needs to happen the days, the weeks, the months before that even kind of manifests into what it is that you want. Now, the example that I'm going to use today is a person, I'm going to say myself, I want to lose 100 pounds. So let's imagine as if I am 300 pounds. Right now, I hover around the 200-pound mark. And I wanted to get down to the 200-pound mark. What would I need to do to make sure that I accomplish that by next Christmas, by December 25th of 2018? What needs to happen? But before we get into the dissecting and the reverse plan process, let's take a second and reflect on who you are and what do you want in 2018. Now, obviously, last week, I told you guys as a homework assignment to figure out what do you want? What is the plan? What is the goal? What is that thing? Now, for you, it is completely different than what I personally want. For you, it may be a relationship. It may be physical fitness. It may be reading a book a month. It doesn't matter what the objective is. We can all agree that when we want to achieve something, there are a lot of barriers that take place throughout the year that don't allow us to succeed at it. because we understand where we are right now. I'm recording this on December 19th. This is going to air live on December 20th. And so we know at the end of the year here, we're kind of game planning. We're excited. Well, you know, the anticipation of, you know, how much money can I make, or how much weight can I lose? How many books can I read? How many people can I impact? You know, what kind of things can I do in my business? All different types of things. And we all understand that, and we all get really excited because this is an exciting time of year. There's lights on houses. There's pumpkin spice lattes, as I keep talking about them because I love them so much. You know, there's holiday cheer. There's Christmas music, presents. You're buying, you're giving, you know, all different types of stuff. We can agree that this is truly exciting time of year because there's a lot of moving parts. And also, too, the association. We are associated and connected with people we don't know. We see somebody's house that's decked to the nines with Christmas lights. We look at it. We go, wow, that person put a lot of pride into their house to make it look really special and festive for us to view. And so even though I don't know that individual, I'm connected with them. And when you have that type of community, that type of connection, we all get excited together. So this is really awesome time, obviously. So what happens here as the shotgun starts on January 1st? What happens usually on January 15th or the 30th of January or February, March, April? It doesn't really matter the month. We understand that sometimes the wheels fall off. Now, as a disclaimer and as a kind of a caveat here before I continue, for me personally, usually at the beginning of the year, I have a program called Self Reset Mastery. Self Reset Mastery is a goal program where I bring in individuals and it's a group kind of thing. Last year, I spearheaded it with a group of individuals. It kind of ran its course. And the reason why I say that is because I realized I was leveraged way too thin. And it was an emotional disaster for me to kind of play juggle many hats or balls or whatever you want to call it. And so this year, I am not extending myself or leveraging myself past comfort, and I am not doing it. So hopefully by next year, the dust will settle. Some of the things that I have, the irons in the fire, will kind of melt away, and I'll have more time to give. But for me personally, I could not give my whole heart and energy towards it because I'm just spread too thin with having three young kids and being active in other things and just living life, of course. And so let's go down the path here. Now, it applies back to you. I'm throwing this back into your court here. I'm hitting the tennis ball back to you guys. What usually happens, and why do we usually fall apart and things get in the way, I guess, of our goals and objectives? Because right now, it's exciting. You have a game plan for 2018. You may know what that one goal is, or that two goals, or three goals is. And before I get into why do things usually fall apart, I want to reflect here and take a second. You, personally, yes, I'm talking to you. You need three goals, okay? You don't need 4, 7, 12, 18. Maybe you have monthly goals that you want to individually tackle. So maybe the plan of action is you want to create a 12-chapter book, and each month you're going to write a chapter. And obviously, we understand that. So you have 12 goals. But for the individual that wants to lose weight, get a different job, move across the country, you know, get in a relationship, read 15 books, you know, create a side business, you know, we're getting to the 5, 6, 7 goals. That is unrealistic because we understand that if you truly want to do something well, you need it to give the full energy, the full support, the full commitment. If you get pulled in too many different directions, you're not going to succeed at all of them. The classic example and the classic book that's out there, it's called The One Thing by Jay Papasan. The One Thing basically breaks down that if you want to go after something, it needs to be that one thing. It cannot be 17 things that you're striving for because it's not going to work. Now, obviously, you know that. I know that. The whole world understands that a person that, you know, tries to chase two cheetahs is not going to be able to catch either one because they're obviously just you know, splitting and you're running in circles. But for the individual that is really set and understands their path, that is laser focused, they're going to have a much greater chance and, of course, outcome by obtaining and reaching that goal. So the obvious things here that I'm going to state are things that you already know, but I'm just kind of throwing back into your lap and reflecting on what can you do differently this year. Maybe that is different than last year. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of us come out of the gate hard and strong and committed and determined, but for some odd reason, the wheels fall off. Life gets in the way and we say, well, next year or later, or you know what, I can set a goal February 1st or March 1st. And as we know, we push it back, and nothing manifests. So let's get into a couple of the things here that I wrote down. Number one, the motivation dwindles. And why does motivation dwindle? It's not because you're not motivated. It's because you don't have the accountability. You're not surrounded by the right people. You don't have the right support group. You don't have the right kind of kick in the pants that you need at certain points of your day, your week, your month, your year that allow you to have, quote unquote, that motivation. Because as we know, motivation dwindles. It's like kerosene. You throw it on the fire, it looks good, it's a wow factor, but it doesn't sustain. What sustains are those logs, right? The logs allow that heat to continuously give out. After a while, of course, you're going to have to stoke the fire, but motivation is nothing more than a mystical being, like a fairy that flies around and sprinkles dust on your face in the morning to get you out of bed. It doesn't really happen. There's some of us that really get jacked and you know, we get geeky on some quotes and ideas and videos and music. Of course, I'm all for that, but at the end of the day, that is not going to sustain your goal approach here in 2018. So reflecting on a couple of those things I said, number one, accountability. The biggest thing that when it comes to individuals achieving a goal that they're not really excited for is accountability. Not from a family member or a spouse or a friend or a coworker or even a free Facebook group. Usually accountability comes from a dedicated coach, a dedicated quote unquote pain organization, or to the point of you putting skin in the game, aka money. And if you don't achieve that goal, you will give up, you know, X amount of dollars to a charity that you personally don't like. There's a lot of great goal setting nonprofits out there, or I should say websites that allow you to set up that if you do not achieve a goal by desired date, they will send or they will take $5,000 or $500 out of your checking account or bank account or credit card, and they will send it away to a nonprofit or a charity that maybe kind of tease you off or irritates you to the point of you will do whatever it takes to make sure that you achieve that goal. I don't have those resources. I'm sorry. I apologize. But if you're one of those individuals that need that stick, that carrot and the stick, to keep you moving, then do your own research to see if it applies for you. But getting back to it, the accountability, we understand it. We need it more of. Now you're thinking, how can I do it in a free manner? What if you are an introvert? What if you're an individual that does not have any networking ability, that doesn't go out into the world and let it be known? Then obviously the best and easiest would be social media. Keeping your goals posted on social media, even if you're an introvert, you don't really have any friends, chances are you're connected with some people on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or what other social media outlet you are. Social media is free. It's free to use. It doesn't really take a lot of your time. You know how to use it. And if you want to hold yourself accountable, make it public. Put it out there so people can see. And even if you don't have any friends, chances are, if you're listening to podcasts, you probably have so many. They will support you, they will guide you, and they will remind you on what you are trying to accomplish, okay? The third thing I should say is you get lost, right? We get lost and we get pulled in different directions. That's why the RGP, the reverse goal plan, is going to be key for you. It gives you a roadmap, it gives you a timeline, and it allows you to follow it. The reason why people get lost is because they don't have a plan in the beginning. They know what the goal they want, they have an end date, but they don't know how to get there. And obviously, if you're going to travel across country, you're going to need a map. You're going to need GPS to help you navigate the roads. Because sometimes in life and in when you're driving, there are roads that are going to be closed. There are going to be roads that are clogged. There are going to be roads that don't even exist. And so the only way to make sure that you get from point A to point Z is that you have a roadmap, and that is the RGP. The next is you don't feel like it. Feelings are one of those things that step in the way of a lot of greatness that is within all of us, from the time we wake up to what we eat to what we do in the evenings to making sure that we accomplish the mini goals that we set in our day. A lot of those mini goals, and we're going to get into that a little bit, are based off of feelings and emotions. And the only way to make sure that we have a direct path, that we know the outcome, is to have clear lines, or I should say bright lines. And bright lines are nothing more than understanding that this is what I need to do, this is who I am, I need to accomplish that. And in a second here, we'll get into the maybe a little sub-level of what needs to happen on a daily basis for us to keep that motivation up, to make sure the accountability is held high so we don't get lost, and then we can deter and battle and do the judo chop to the I don't feel like it syndrome. The next is bad days. We all have bad days, right? From just life getting in the way of somebody dies. We lose a lot of money. We get stolen or other things. Rent comes due or you're a debt collector calls, whatever. You just have a bad day, right? And we all have that. I wish I was a statue of integrity and like being and like I can do anything because I set my mind to it. But we all have bad days, right? And it doesn't matter who you are, your background, whatever. We all have them. We understand them. The only thing that you can do is to give yourself time to clean up that mess, to give yourself time to kind of wash your hands clean, maybe feel depressed or sad for that hour, 8 hours, whatever it may be. But understand that tomorrow it needs to move on, that you need to be focused on the direction that you want to go, because we all understand that there are bad days that happen. It's out of our control. Crazy things happen. Just recently, there was a train derailment, if I can even pronounce that right. Obviously, those individuals were not expecting that, right? And that obviously deterred their whole plans for the holidays, deterred their job. A lot of irritation happened. That's a bad day, right? It's a really bad day. And so we understand that. We need to give it time. We need to clean up that mess. We got to figure out and logistically get organized. And then we dive back into our RGP plan. Sorry for the interruption, guys, but let's take a second to talk about our sponsor. It's Health IQ. Health IQ is an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/reset. Here are some cool facts about Health IQ. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And just like saving money on your car insurance for being a good driver, Health IQ saves you money on your life insurance for living a health-conscious lifestyle. Again, head on over to healthiq.com/reset. And lastly, if you have life insurance, it may be a good idea for you to check out Health IQ. You can use the healthiq.com/reset to get yourself some great discounts if you are living a healthy lifestyle. Because again, the savings are huge. You are still benefiting yourself, protecting yourself with life insurance, and obviously saving money along the way. Nothing better than that. So let's get back to goal setting. Thanks. Let's move into, how do we combat that? How do we combat the feelings, the bad days, we feel lost, the motivation, the lack of accountability, all different types of things? What can you personally do, yes, you individually, do to make sure that the reverse goal plan works? Number one, you need to have a vision of what it is that you want to achieve. We understand the goal, right? To lose the 100 pounds for me, that's my example. For you, maybe writing a book. For you, it may be going out in the world and making more money, creating a business, creating an impact. It doesn't matter. What is the vision that you have for yourself? What is the vision that you're going to see come that day, December 25th of 2018? What is it that you're going to be, see, do, experience, whatever the case may be? You got to have that vision and you have to have that dialogue. In. So how do we go about getting a vision? Number one, just imagine as if, right? Think in your mind, manifest it, and then write it down. How are you going to feel? What are you going to see? Who are you going to be around? All those senses, all the experiences, write them down to get that locked in. We use that vision as kind of our carrot that we lead to, that when we're lost or we don't feel like it or different things, we have that vision that we need to strive for that kind of kicks us in the butt to make sure that we move forward. The second is the bedtime journal. The bedtime journal is something that I created, and I believe I made a podcast on it. Go back in the archives a little bit, and it's called the Bedtime Journal. And it's nothing more of understanding that the best way to start our day actually happens the night before. And the reason why I say that is because chances are you are going to wake up on time or not on time, probably 50% of the time. So if you can make sure that your day is already set, that you have a game plan before you hit that snooze or wake up on time is crucial. It is the most crucial time. That decision that you make in that second can either help you or hurt you. But if you have a bedtime journal, basically giving yourself an outline before you go to bed for the day that leads forward, you have a game plan. You know what you need to accomplish that day. So if you choose to sleep in, maybe you have an extra 20 minutes or half an hour because you know you can accomplish the three or four things that you have on your bedtime journal that need to happen for that day that you're waking up to. If you're interested in that, again, go back in the archives, find it, listen to it, and do it. It is absolutely freaking awesome. Number three would be to set reminders. Luckily for you and I, we live in a digital world, right? You have an iPhone or Android phone. It doesn't matter what phone you have. The great thing is there are a lot of reminders that can be put on there. Not only reminders on the phone itself, but you can use your backdrop of your screensaver on your phone as a reminder of your vision or a reminder of the goal that you want. The second would be within your calendar application. You can use that as a tool to leverage and to help you and to guide you along your path. In that calendar app, chances are you have the ability to set alerts, to set reminders, to set to-do lists, all different types of things within that calendar app. The hard part about that, though, truly the hard part is that you need to set it up. A calendar is useless if you don't take the time to set it up, because we understand that most of the things that we forget to do is because we don't have a reminder or we don't have it set up in our calendar because it took extra 20 seconds or a minute or whatever the case may be. If you are truly dedicated, and I know you are because you're listening to this, of making sure that your goal manifests in 2018, then you got it set. Take time, set it in your calendar, set those reminders so you're ready to go. Number four is to write it out one time per day. It sounds redundant. It sounds ridiculous. I read this book called Write It Out, Make It Happen. And this book used basically 20, 30 different examples of famous individuals that have wrote out their goal continuously every single day. And they, over the course, it took years, people. This didn't happen in a week. It took years. But by them writing out their goal and thinking of their vision, it allowed them to stay focused and to understand that the choices that they made on that day would determine the outcome that they chose to happen. Again, simple but true, to write it out once per day. And if you're like, I don't even have time to write it out once per day, text it to yourself. Write it in your note application on your phone. Everybody has a phone. You're listening to this on a device of something. Try your best to write it out or to type it once a day. Mark it in your calendar as you need to do a to-do thing. It is truly crucial. It's easier said than done. I totally understand that things get in the way and you're like, you know what, I can push that off. But literally, people, we're talking like a sentence that takes 1 to 2 minutes. The impact is truthful. The impact will absolutely allow you to stay focused on that vision. Because what we're trying to do is we're going through a jungle right now that has a lot of arms and vines and people that are pulling at us. And as if you can imagine yourself going through a thick jungle with this machete and you're chopping down these branches, you're chopping down these trees, they're going to come across vines that get you tangled on the legs or on your arms or around your neck, and you're going to have to chop them back. The only way to keep moving and keep that machete moving itself is to remind yourself of the vision that you have set for 2018 and of course beyond. And then the last is to delete stuff. And delete doesn't mean to go into your iPhone or to your computer or whatever and delete things. I mean delete things that take up your time that don't allow you to focus on your goal. That could be delete a show, delete a subscription service. It could be a digital product or a physical product. It could be deleting some friends that always, you know, ask you to come on out every single night or whatever the case may be. Delete all different, it doesn't matter what you delete, but you need to remove things to allow you to free up different things, right? Because we all have 24 hours in a day. What makes the individual more able to accomplish so many great things in their day compared to you and I is that they're very focused. They're laser focused on exactly what needs to happen, and they delete 90% of the things that would take their time otherwise. Warren Buffett is a very successful investor. The reason why Warren Buffett is a very successful investor is because he says no to a majority of things that fall in his lap every single day. Did you know Warren Buffett reads on average around 8 to 10 hours per day? He reads different publications. He reads the newspaper. He reads online. He reads, you know, different forums and what his team is handing him and what have you. The guy is laser focused. The only way that he's able to get that 8 to 10 hours a day so he can read is to make sure that he deletes obviously 8 to 10 other hours of junk that would get in the way of him reading. Now, obviously, he has done very well for himself. Obviously, he has a routine, he has a method, he has a system, but it didn't always happen like that. He started like you and I. He started with an idea, a vision, but he didn't know how it was going to manifest. And hopefully, this RGP could truly be the secret key for you to get moving in the right direction. All right, so we understand the things that get in the way. We understand the things that we need to put into play for us to achieve this goal, this thing that we want. Now, again, your goals are different than mine. Mine are different than everybody that's listening here. You have a thing that you want. You have a desired outcome that you want to achieve. Again, make sure you know what you want. Number two, make sure it's less than three items. Again, if depending on your circumstances, if you have many goals that need to happen every single month, then obviously rock the heck out of that. But if you want to increase your salary by 50%, you want to start a small business, and you want to lose 100 pounds, it is going to be very taxing on you mentally to make sure that those visions align. Because to build a business, you're going to sacrifice time that may take away from your fitness. But yet, if you want to have a fit body, you are going to go through the highs and the lows of adjusting your weight routine, adjusting your eating routine, adjusting the things that you do to make sure that you have the right amount of fuel. And as you can see, if you throw too many things on the fire at one time, you're going to have a blevy, and a blevy is going to blow it open, and then you're just going to be cleaning up the mess and going, forget it. I tried. It didn't work. What have you. So let's get into the RGP. The RGP, the reverse goal plan. Now, this is not mine. I didn't create this out of thin air. This is a plan that has truly been developed. It's been researched and it's been documented as truly a plan that can help individuals create great things in their life. It doesn't have to be a 1 year plan. It could be a 5 year plan. It could be a 3 month plan. It could be a 1 week plan. It doesn't really matter what the case is. All that matters is that it's a plan that can assist you in making sure that the things that you want manifest and turn into something great. So like I said early on here, my plan, or I should say my goal, is to lose 100 pounds. Now, I am saying if I was 300 pounds right now and I wanted to lose 100 pounds to make sure by December of 2018 I was at the 200 pound mark, I would need to do a couple of things, right? So let's think of an old school approach to goal setting. So my goal setting approach would be that I wanted to lose 100 pounds by 2018. Right now it's December 20th. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to wait until after the new year to start eating right. And I'm going to understand that, yeah, you know, I'm probably going to need to work out a couple times per week. I need to stop eating sweets. I'm going to start eating salads. I'm going to get a healthy cookbook. And I'm going to try to wake up early to make sure that I can walk 45 minutes to get my 10,000 steps in every single day. Now, that's a traditional approach, right? And if you were to follow that to the T, chances are you'd probably make it. Maybe I would lose the 100 pounds. But we understand that to start a goal, to get to that end thing, to manifest into that being or idea or feeling that we want in December of 25th of 2018, there's a lot of moving parts. And the great thing about the reverse goal plan is that it really takes it to the next level, as in really dialing it down from level 10 to level 1 and making sure that we have that roadmap, we have that vision, we know where we're going, and we can combat those different feelings or feeling loss or the lack of motivation in the progress of getting to the goal that we want. So I'm going to break it down to you in a couple of parts here. Number one, we have the vision that I want. I want to lose 100 pounds. We have the date, December 25th of 2018. We know the outcome, the exact outcome, very specific, right? The 100 pounds. So I will be 200 pounds on December 25th of 2018. Now, let's break it backwards. This is where the reverse starts. Now, for you, you may want to start in reverse at different segments, but they say, through the process of this plan, the RGB plan, or RGP, I don't know why I keep saying B, RGP, is that you want to have usually around 4 steps. So the 4 steps are going to be, there's going to be a 6 month, there's going to be a 1 month, there's going to be a 1 week, and a 1 day. The reason why I say that is because if we can knock out of the park our 6 month kind of goal, our plan, chances are, by us leveraging and getting to that 6 month mark, we will have the momentum, we'll have the habits, we'll have the routines, we'll have everything in place to make sure that we can follow through for the next 6 months. If you're an individual that cannot sustain doing the same thing for the rest of the 6 months, because obviously that would be June of 2018 to December of 2018, that 6 month period in there, you would have to alter this a little bit. But for the conversation that we're going to have today, the reverse goal plan is this. It's going to be the desired outcome, which is December 25th of 2018. We are going to have a 6 month kind of checkbox, a 1 month checkbox, a 1 week checkbox, and a 1 day checkbox, aka what needs to happen tomorrow checkbox. All right. So we're going to work backwards. So the question I have for you, or the question that I'm going to follow along with, is this. What five goals, six months from now would put you on track for the vision that you see on December 25th of 2018? Now, again, if you are an individual that is looking for a new routine, a new way to go about their goals, save this podcast, maybe listen to this at a different time, maybe look at your phone right now and to mark it to make sure that when you have time, you can re-listen to this and to write it down, because you may be driving, working out, what have you. I'm telling you, this is legit. It works. You got to follow the plan. Obviously, it's easier said than done. I totally get it, but let's get back into it. Again, what 5 goals 6 months from now would put you on track for the vision that you see on December 25th of 2018? Now, you can fill in the blanks. You can change the what goals. You could have 3 goals or 10 goals. And of course, what would put you on track for the vision that you see on whatever the desired time frame is for you? Obviously, you're going to have to plug and play your own goals, your own visions, stuff like that. So now I'm going to share with you, okay, to answer that question. So I'm going to repeat it one more time, and then I'm going to get into the goals that I have in place, or the vision that I have, to make sure that I can achieve my weight loss of 100 pounds. So what 5 goals, six months from now would put you on track for the vision that you see in December? So my 5 goals are this. To make sure that I can achieve the losing of 100 pounds 6 months from now, I am going to have to work out every single day, 30 plus minutes. I am going to make sure that I track 15,000 steps on my Fitbit or other device that tracks my steps. I'm going to have to eat salad twice a meal, or twice a day, so that I could start my day with a salad, I could end it on a salad, whatever, but I need to make sure that I'm getting my greens, I'm getting low carb, things like that. So I'm going to make sure that I check that box. I need to make sure that I wake up at 5 a.m. for my workout before work, because getting home from work and then being in traffic and all that stuff, there's just no way that I'm going to feel motivated to go and work out after the day is done. So I think the best way would be to start my day with a workout. So in 6 months here, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be waking up at 5 a.m. for my workouts. And then also too, to make sure that I am successful with my eating routine and habits, I'm going to have to prep my food the night before every single day when I get to that 6 month mark. Okay. Now this is very mentally taxing because you're working backwards. You're not creating a ladder. You're not creating the path. You're acting as if I live in Milwaukee here, that I want to go to Miami, right? Miami, Florida. Instead of thinking, okay, how am I going to drive through Chicago and Tennessee and Nashville and all that stuff? Where do I need to start? I'm going to be starting in Miami. And how do I get back to Milwaukee? And so I'm going to reverse engineer that. To reverse engineer that, it's going to take some time because I don't even know what the cities are leading up to Milwaukee. And the cities is a reference point of saying, I don't know what the goals are to start even thinking what that checkbox is or that checkmark is. So again, we have the vision, December 25th. 6 months from now, where I am today, which would be January 1st of 2018, 6 months from now, I need to make sure that I am knocking out of the park those five goals to make sure that I can reach the 100-pound weight loss for me personally. All right, so let's boil it down and turn it down a little bit farther. Okay, so we got our 6 months, check. So 1 month. So I'm starting on January 1st of 2018. So 1 month would be February 1st of 2018. So let's go to that. What five goals 30 days from now would put you on track for the goals you set for this next 6 months? Okay. So what goals I set for the next 6 months? So by setting these goals and accomplishing these goals in 30 days, allow me to make sure that I can accomplish the goals that I set for my 6 month. Do you see how they're piggybacking each other? Do you see how they're linking together? So to make sure that I get these five goals in 30 days, to make sure that I have my five goals on the 6 month. I know it's complicated, but hopefully you're following through. Hopefully you're following with me. What I need to do from 30 days here on out would be to wake up work out three times a week, right? Because if I want to work out every single day, there's no way that I can just automatically start working out every single day. That'd be really taxing on my body. I'm 300 pounds here, you know, it takes a lot. I'm going to want to need to make sure that I get that 7,000 steps in a day. I need to make sure that I don't get no dessert. I need to eat five salads a week, no salad on Saturday or Sunday. They're going to be like my cheat days and kind of, you know, get me prepared. And then I need to start waking up at 5:30 a.m. Okay, you see what I did there? So I'm working backwards. I'm prepping myself here. So what do I need to do 1 month from now? I need to do these five things to make sure that when I hit the 6 month mark, that I'm going to be increasing my workouts from three times a day to 7 days a week, increasing my steps from 7,000 to 15,000, from eating to be eating salad two times a day, to eating five salads a week, none on Saturday and Sunday for, you know, my cheat day. And then I'm going to be waking up at 5:30 to anticipation for me to be start waking up at 5 a.m. Now, the reason why I put that is because waking up is really challenging for me. So I need to prep myself and to get ready for that big momentum shift and swing that needs to happen for me to carry that over for the next 4 months. So I can transition and to make sure that I achieve that at the 6 month mark. All right, so let's dial it back even farther. Even farther. So we got our 6 month goal. We have our 30 day goal, aka 1 month. Now we need a 1 week goal. So what five goals for the next 7 days would put you on track for the goals you set for the next 30 days? Okay, I'm going to read that again. What five goals for the next 7 days would put you on track for the goals you set for the next 30 days or 1 month, whatever you want to call it? All right, so this block of goals, these five goals, are going to help me prepare and get ready for the next month. So when I hit that next month, then I can springboard into those things that I just told you guys about. So the five that I have would be, number one, start walking daily for 45 minutes. buy a healthy cookbook, wake up at 5:45, start eating healthy desserts, maybe like a bowl of fruit instead of, you know, pies or ice cream or whatever the case may be. So by me starting to prep my body 1 week before, like what are the next 7 days here, will allow me to make sure that I can start to hit the 1 month goals. So my 1 month goals are to work out 3 times a week. Well, like I said, I'm 300 pounds. It'd be really difficult for me to start working out three times a week. So I'm going to just start by walking. I'm going to walk 45 minutes a day. I can do that. You know, I live in a great area with a lot of scenery. I can walk for 45 minutes. I do that already. And you know what? In the beginning, it may be a little tough because I'm 300 pounds, but 45 minutes, I feel I'm capable of doing that. I'm going to buy a healthy cookbook and I'm going to wake up at 5:45. And obviously you can see in anticipation that I'm going to be waking up at 5:30, and then the 6 month mark, I'm going to be waking up at 5 a.m. I'm prepping the body. I'm prepping myself to make sure that I can be kind of bite-sized pieces to make sure I can achieve my goal of losing 100 pounds. All right. And then now let's dial it back full throttled here. Again, this is January 1st, or I should say you could plan this on December 31st or January 1st. It doesn't really matter. Goals can start any day, any time. It doesn't really matter the time of the year that you plan or start your own personal goals. They can happen at any time. Don't feel it needs to be in the beginning of the year. The last part here would be this. What 3 to 5 tasks are most important for you to accomplish tomorrow to put you on track for your 7-day goal? Okay, I'm going to read that again. What 5 tasks are most important for you to accomplish tomorrow to put you on track for your 7-day goal? Okay, so with that being said, number one, the first thing I'm going to do to accomplish to make sure that I can start walking 45 minutes, to buy a healthy cookbook, to wake up at 4:45 a.m., and to start eating healthy desserts, tomorrow I'm going to throw out all the junk food desserts. Number two, I'm going to buy a Fitbit. Number three, I'm going to get a gym or join Beachbody. Number four, I'm going to put reminders around my house. Five, I'm going to buy salad for the week. Six, I'm going to get a coach. And obviously, as you can see, those are things that tasks that I'm going to accomplish tomorrow. Some of them may apply to you. Some of them you may think, well, that's unnecessary or not needed. It doesn't really matter. It's my goal. It's my outline. Your outline, your goals will obviously vary depending on whatever the course of action you want to do. Now, again, this is just a reverse goal plan system, okay? This system has been documented to work. The reason it is because you're approaching goals in a different facet. You're not going from the bottom up, you're starting from the top, working backwards. And as you can see, it takes a little bit to kind of work it backwards. You may need to listen to this one or two times to get it fully into your mind of, okay, how is he doing that? Okay, I see the vision that I need to accomplish. Because even for myself, I've done this a couple of times now, even for myself to use myself as an example of losing 100 pounds, it was still kind of difficult for me to work it backwards. But the great part about this though, I have an immediate plan. I have small, tangible goals that can be accomplished. And as you can see, I have a goal that I need to start tomorrow. I have a goal of 7 days. What do I need to do this week here? The goal of a month, and then obviously a 6-month goal. But as you can see, you can build this out. You can add in a 3-month goal. You can add in your 6-month goal or even a 9-month goal or a goal every single month, whatever the case may be to build it out. If you're able to chunk it a little bit bigger, it allows a little more time and it doesn't make you nitpick every single thing that you do. But depending on the type of person that you are, you may need that. You may need to add in some more blocks of goals to work towards or to reverse backwards on to make sure that you get the goal that you desire. That was really long-winded. I hopefully made sense. Hopefully I made sense. And hopefully you got some things out of it. If nothing else, if this doesn't apply and you're thinking this is overwhelming, I don't know where to begin, all I can say is this: start at the goal, the vision that you have of yourself, and work backwards. What needs to happen 3 months before you accomplish that goal? And obviously work backwards until tomorrow or the day of that you would plan on starting this goal. If you personally want to get a kind of a PDF, a download of this goal system, head on over to operationselfreset.com, operationselfreset.com, join the email list, and I'll make sure to send that out to you guys. Join the email list, and then I'll send you guys out the PDF on this kind of goal system approach to hopefully help you a little bit better. So with that being said, that is all I have for you guys tonight. This was a system that truly works, a system that can help you. It is truly all up to you, though. That's the unique part, right? I can take you to the pond. You can drink the water. We can all do different types of stuff. But if you do not put into action, if you do not put into play, if you do not figure out what needs to happen for you personally, it's not going to work, right? And so it's just a reminder that if you want something bad enough, if you have that desire, it is possible. It is truly up to you to make sure that it will manifest and come true. So to all of our goals that we have in the next year, next 5 years, 10 years, whatever the case may be, we can accomplish them. It depends on how dedicated you are, how determined you are, and what can you remove, what can you delete, what can you move around to make sure that you have the time, that you have the energy, you have the capability to make sure that you are successful in the years ahead. So with that being said, guys, I appreciate your time so much. If you want a copy of the PDF for goal setting, head on over to operationselfreset.com. And join the email list. It's right there on the front page. And we'll go from there. But before I let you guys go, I want to give you guys a little bit of awesomeness, a little bit of awesome sauce. Now, awesome sauce is nothing more where we stand in a position of power, where you stand in a kind of with your chest out, your shoulder blades back, your arms up overhead, and you scream at the top of your lungs, "I'm freaking awesome." You do this to awaken the awesomeness within. If you believe that you are awesome internally, you can do it externally. And if you want to accomplish goals, if you want to bring your best self every single day, you need to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Too many times we are just kind of in the same spots, watching the same shows, going to the same websites, doing everything completely the same because we are comfortable. And the only way to stretch, to get the goals, to move outside of ourselves is to get uncomfortable. It is the only way. It's unbelievable the impact that can happen to you if you try. And I want you guys to try with me and by screaming, "I'm freaking awesome," at the top of your lungs to awaken the awesomeness within. All you have to do is stand in a position of power, which releases a lot of great neurons and energy and endorphins into the bloodstream for you to feel awake and alert and ready to take on your goals and, of course, to take on your life. So if you wouldn't mind, just stand up straight with your chest out, shoulder blades back, arms overhead, fingers moving and grooving. And the count of three, we're going to say, "I'm freaking awesome." All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. "I'm freaking awesome." Woo! All right. Well, that was a little weak by me, and I apologize. The reason was the kids are sleeping. It's 10:30 at night, and I can't be just yelling awesomeness around the world in my home here because the kids will awaken, the wife will be angry, and then next thing you know, I'm trying to soothe three screaming kids, which would just be chaotic. So with that being said, I appreciate you guys. Go out there, get some goals, go out there and create a plan, create that vision for yourself, make sure you mark it in your calendars, get alerts, and go out there and do awesome things. I appreciate you guys from the 10th degree. If you left a review, I will be sending you guys a t-shirt very shortly here, so I appreciate all the lovely reviews. And until next time we talk, go out there, be awesome, give a little bit of awesomeness to somebody else, and happy holidays to you and your family, and I appreciate you more than you even know. I thank you guys for your time. Go out there and rock it. See ya.